this room, it's almost like an AA meeting with people who can't control their passion. Like, Tony was just over the top about the fact that bananas are going to be extinct.
And he's like,
well, I hope they do something about
$5 sandwiches. You take your money.
Really? And Tim's going, the banana thing will be taken care of.
I think it's going to be okay.
And they're saying right here.
They're going to figure it out.
They're going bad.
They have a plan.
I know they do.
The banana people.
According to this.
Now, there's some other fruit that is immune to whatever's going on.
The Madagascar banana.
Exactly. So they're just going
to... Sounds like a...
Hybrid. Just gonna porn actor.
Yes. Madagascar banana.
Go get me. Give me that guy.
You know, that Madagascar banana.
You know, the African plantain. Madagascar banana. There's the guy. Come on.
Bananas are $10 a piece.
Who needs more than one banana, right?
That's right.
Right.
Or a fruit bowl.
You know that one?
The largest banana.
Andrew.
Taliban.
Would never buy like one more. He will never buy a piece of fruit at a time.
Fruit issues.
He goes, why would you buy?
Why does anyone eat a fruit bowl?
Yeah. What do you need? I buy one banana at a time. And I don't know.
Weird. He said lately he's been eating a lot of peanut butter because he thought that was like a superfood that like didn't have calories. And I'm like, no, man, it's pretty high it's high protein. It's good
it's good for
but it's not a diet food by any means.
But it doesn't have a lot of carbs. There's very little carbs.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Oh, no, no, no.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
It's got a good amount of carbs.
No, no, it does not.
So what's your guess?
You could easily check.
It has more fat than carbs, but it's not like it's...
6 or 7 carbs on a jar on the side of it. In a serving.
I'm going to say more.
It'll say like 220 calories for a teaspoon, but it's got like 6 to 7 carbs or something like that. Then they're very many.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
No, peanuts.
I'm looking at
6 total carbs and
two tablespoons.
Thank you.
All right. All right. You're right.
And then it says people also search for banana. That's great.
Search you will. You will. They're gone.
You want to do a corner?
I got one.
What are you gonna, for real? What are you going to do with that money?
Just go crazy.
You going to take it?
Oh, yeah. I took it yesterday. Why wouldn't I take it?
There you go.
I didn't take
it. Boom, brother.
This is one time I wish we had the webcam going.
Yeah, go back and check.
Go back and check the tape.
Me too.
Dear Miss Manners, in a large department store, I noticed a woman wearing a particularly attractive blouse. As I walked by, I said, nice blouse. And whacked.
And what?
What's the problem?
Yes. Wow. Why am I in jail?
What did Miss Manners say? What did Miss Manners say?
She said, hey, when you're doing that, try not to be in a department store.
It's more polite not to let the lady know.
Hold on. I'll say the sentence, you do the sound.
What's that?
I'll say the sentence, you do the sound. Okay. Hey, nice blouse. Seriously.
Okay, Tony.
Wow.
That's the too far?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tony gets so in character and acts things out
so
intensely.
Yes, he does.
It was aggressive.
Tony goes, I'm still that's too far.
That's kind of too far.
That's too far.
It was aggressive. I'm the line.
We're
going to need 8 more dollars.
I'm a method actor.
As I walked by, I said, nice blouse, and walked on. She immediately
that's a different story than the one you just told.
No, she immediately caught up to me and said, that was a very personal remark.
Oh.
I told her that I was sorry. She was offended, but she continued on about how inappropriate the remark was. I didn't apologize for the remark, but truly was sorry she was offended by it. Was I wrong?
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man saying nice blouse to the woman.
All right.
Weigh in, everybody. Where are you at?
This is where the double standard comes in, and I'm going to be the person to say the double standard. If it's a woman, fine. If a man says, nice blouse.
Hey, what was that? Nice blouse. If you walk by and I said, Rachel, that's a nice blouse.
Well, I know you, so it's a little different.
But we know you're a blouse guy. We know you're...
Well, but no, even if... So I guess if you're a stranger,
if you guys are chomping at Kohl's and a strange man walks by for it and goes, nice blouse... You're fine?
Yeah, if he said it as a compliment without being kind of, you know, sleazy. But it's
but you have
like,
to understand, women are usually on high alert in situations like that because we're taught to be. So you're going to assume that he meant nice.
Would you like
something
else? I like what's in it.
Sure. Miss Manners.
What? Well, no, that's I'm.
Wow, Tim.
Oh. Was helping Rachel. Oh.
I like what's in it. These guys that what you said?
No, that's what he that's means what, when he
oh.
says
that's,
it.
Yeah. I was just kidding when
hey,
I said
hey, welcome to the
that.
Wrong side of the line.
My God. This guy's making sound effects. This guy's
having the webcam on. Yeah, I think most people would agree with me, Columbo.
Yeah, no, there ain't no webcam on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was that inappropriate? No, do that.
It lacks the boobs inside.
All right, so we'll Facebook Live what Tony did, and people can.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is that like straight up against you? That's...
Yeah, also just keep in mind, the computer was blocking my line of sight, so all I saw was the look on his
face. Yeah, and I'm standing right next to him.
Go on, what did Miss Manners say?
Nevertheless, she believes that you should you should be aware of the discomfort that this might cause to some people. A man making such a remark to
what
a strange
before,
woman might seem lewd.
She started those sentences.
And anyone commenting on someone in professional circumstances.
She started her response with the word nevertheless?
Would seem to be valuing her appearance above her work.
I don't
her
even
work.
Think it's that.
Yeah, oh,
it's,
no,
it's
that's
not
a, that's
that.
One of the didn't you watch the
well, yeah,
the videos?
But I mean, she's trying on clothes, right? Did you say it's at the department store?
No, she just no, she was
they're just both
let me put
customers.
It this way.
Yeah, they're walking by.
They're both customers.
A right. man approaches one of your daughters in an department store and says, "Nice blouse." Do you tell them, "Honey, accept the compliment," or do you say, "When someone talks to you like that, you get away from them"? Because girls are taught at a young age when someone approaches you like that to alarm bells are going off. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying he didn't have the best intentions, but I get why this woman was like, yo, that's not okay. Don't do that.
I think the setting is what makes it weird.
Right. In a department store?
If you said it here at work to someone you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
And
from
they
a stranger.
Got mad, I would kind of blame them.
Right.
But to answer Rachel's thing, if you're walking the store with your daughter next to you and you guys pass a guy and he says, "Nice blouse," aren't you like
but, no, you
a little
like
unnerved?
She, well, no, but if somebody just walks by and goes, "Hey, that's a very nice
we
outfit."
We don't know how he said it.
Okay, no, we don't. But if you just said it in general.
Even
just,
if he was like, "Nice blouse."
Yeah, that's a nice blouse. That's a very nice blouse.
Wouldn't you probably tell your daughter like.
You'd shoot the guy a look.
Yeah.
I like, would if it was my sister, girlfriend. Yeah, I would be like. Get out of here, buddy.
Because to me, whenever I say to someone, "Oh, I like your blouse," even as a woman, I would say it to another woman, but mostly I say it to women I am acquainted with, like to be friendly. Like, "Oh, I know her. She's in the sales department. I don't know her well, but I do like that shirt." That's kind of a little icebreaker and can be like, "Oh, I like, I told a girl that I don't know her name, but I told her today, I'm like, oh, I love your dress."
You said it the other day on the street.
Yeah.
We were walking to lunch and you said, "I love your blouse."
Yeah, but I don't say to men,
I said, thank you.
I don't say to men.
wait a minute. You said
I don't go to strange men and go like, "Love your polo shirt." I just, it's
but you
kind
said
of a
it
girl
on the
thing.
You said it on the street.
I did, yeah.
To a woman you didn't know.
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah. And that just seems sad
but it
to
didn't
me.
Feel weird at all. Because it was like, "Oh, I love your blouse." And she goes, "Oh, thanks."
Right. And I think it's the way you present it. If you see somebody and go, if a woman said, "That's a very nice suit you're wearing."
But don't you think in order for the woman to have that response, that guy probably didn't realize how he was coming across?
Maybe, or just some people. It's the whole idea of what you can say to someone without getting into trouble. And it's just, even here in the building.
I'm not even saying, like, he's wrong. He shouldn't do that. I'm just saying, I don't know why he's surprised that he got that reaction.
Would you guys do it? Would you say it to a stranger?
No.
I don't know. Maybe I can.
Maybe, like, shoes or something.
Would you even, can they jump on you about that? It just seems like we've gotten to the point now that anything you say, if it's a compliment, if it's a compliment. Not get near me.
Let's say they're wearing
$8. Go have fun.
They're wearing a 3/4 sleeve Night Ranger shirt.
Nice blouse.
Nice blouse.